For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Well, hello there. Happy Thursday. Do you know that full well? Do you know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made? Maybe you looked in the mirror this morning. Maybe you stepped on the scale and you just felt like your life was just in shambles. But praise God that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. I know that full well. Do you? That's from Psalm 139. Hello there. It's Joey Kroll. Happy Thursday. Here we are. Can you believe this is officially like the last few days of February? March is just around the corner. Literally, just it's creeping around the corner. And it is so hard to comprehend because this year is just going by way too quickly. And March is going to be a busy month for my family. A couple of months ago, I don't know if you remember this, I had a chance to interview my mother who was going through cancer for the second time around. And well, she just finished up her last chemo I think last week, just the other week, and we're excited for her and what we're going to be doing. She doesn't know this yet, but she lives up in Chicago, and we're going to celebrate and put on a little surprise party for her. It's going to be her last chemo party, and we're just going to celebrate that and just how God was there throughout her entire process and still is. Praise God. So we're going to celebrate her and just make her feel special. That's actually coming up, I think, next weekend or like 2 weekends away. So we're going to surprise her and just celebrate with her what God is doing in her life and just celebrate that, you know, God is good. Regardless of our circumstances, God is good. So I'm excited about that. We're all planning this out, and my family, we're all planning this out and just trying to figure out the small details and so forth. But I'm excited. We're excited. So if you can continue to be praying for my mom who had her last chemo just the other week. So we'll just have to wait and see what God does in that situation. So be praying for that. By the way, if there's anything you want us to be praying for you here at Great News Radio, I know life can be extremely overwhelming. Decisions that need to be made, homes that need to be sold, and so forth. You know, we would love to be praying for you here at Great News Radio. You can feel free to contact us through our website. It has all our information there, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up this weekend, if you're a big fan of Southern gospel music, the group Greater Vision will be in concert this Saturday night in Hoopston at the Hoopston Area High School at 6 p.m. Saturday night, Hoopston Area High School. Tickets, I think, in advance are just $16, $20 at the door, but it's totally worth it. It's going to be a wonderful night of just worship with Greater Vision, a fantastic group, Saturday night in Hoopston at the Hoopston Area High School. You can find out more by checking out our event calendar page, greatnewsradio.org. And speaking of fantastic concerts, I hope you have it marked on your calendar. Thursday night, March 29th, in Champaign at the Virginia Theater. It's the Great News Radio Community Appreciation Concert. Twyla Paris is going to be there. Steve Green, Wayne Watson, Michael Card, and the Singing Men of GNN will be performing that night as well. And I'm going to try to make it and just enjoy the night of fellowship and worship to our Lord. Again, Thursday night, March 29th. It's going to be, again, at the Virginia Theater in Champaign. Doors open at 6. Concert starts at 7. Call up your friends and say, hey, you know, let's have a girls' night, or let's have a guys' night out. Let's worship the Lord together and just have a good time and hear testimonies and so forth. It's going to be a great night. Tickets are just $11 plus a $1 box office fee. You can get more details by visiting thevirginia.org, thevirginia.org, or you can just call the box office to get your tickets. 217-356-9063, 217-356-9063. And this is probably one of my favorite songs. I'm going to be looking forward to her singing this song that night. This is Twyla Paris reminding us that God is in control. That's right. This is Twyla Paris. God is in control. She's going to be in concert once again with Steve Green, Wayne Watson, and Michael Card Thursday night, March 29th, for the Great News Radio Community Appreciation Christian Classic Tour. Virginia Theater in Champaign. Get your tickets by visiting thevirginia.org, thevirginia.org, or by calling 217-356-9063. Going to be looking forward to her singing that song that night. Well, has there ever been anything in your life that God has called you to maybe give up? Maybe it's a job that God is calling you out of, and it's so difficult to let it go. Like, God, this is a job that pays very well, and I love this job. Or maybe it's a certain church that God is calling you to serve at, but you have to leave the one that you're currently at, and it's a struggle for you. Or maybe there are certain things in our life that we value, and God's saying, I need you to give that up. Well, in Genesis chapter 22, we read about one of the famous passages in Scripture about Abraham and Isaac. Genesis chapter 22, sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham, here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you." Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw a place in the distance. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you." So God told Abraham, "Hey, I need you to make a burnt offering, and it's a sacrifice you probably won't like, but I want you to take your son, your only son, who you love, Isaac, and sacrifice him there as a burnt offering." Can you imagine what Abraham must have felt? Really? He probably maybe just scratched his head a little bit, like, "God, did you just say that? God, was that you telling me that, or was it me?" You know, maybe because Isaac got me upset the other day, and I want to do something really bad to him. But God, are you really telling me what I just heard? But I love Abraham's response. After God told him what to do, "This is what I want you to do. Go to this region." It says in verse 3, early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. See, Abraham didn't delay. He didn't procrastinate like I tend to do sometimes. It says early the next morning, Abraham got up and he prepared for his journey to go to the region of Moriah where God told him to go. He didn't take a few days. He didn't take a week. He didn't ask his friends, like, "Hey, this is what I think. What's up? What do you think? This is what God told me to do. What do you think? Should I do it?" No, it says early the next morning, he got up, loaded his donkey, took his son and two servants, and they cut enough wood for the burnt offering. Abraham took the wood in verse 6 for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. Isaac spoke up to his father and says, "Father?" "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and the wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" And Abraham said something that was foundational for this entire passage. Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. See, Abraham didn't fully understand what God was trying to do, because God told him that his offspring will be great. God told him that many things will happen, but Abraham's thinking, "Wait a second, how can all these, that my offspring be great and do many things if you want me to kill my only son? How will my offspring continue? And, you know, God, I'm over 100 years old here, so I really don't think I'm going to be having any more kids here." Abraham was stuck between a rock and a hard place. It was like a contradiction. You know, "God, you told me that many things are going to happen through my offspring. And then on the other hand, you told me that you want me to sacrifice my one and only son, killing my offspring, and this doesn't make any sense." But he said, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." He says, I don't know what's going to happen, but God's going to provide it. As we continue in Genesis chapter 22, when they reached the place God told them about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood to be on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. I wonder what Isaac is thinking at this time. You know, just, you know, we read it in scripture, but I'm just wondering, what is Isaac thinking? Dad, why are you tying my hands together? Then he reached out his hand, took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. Here I am, he replied. Do not lay a hand on the boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know you fear God because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. Check this out. Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. Wait a second. He looked up, and right next to him there was a ram, a big old ram, who's making a lot of noise now, that he can use for the sacrifice, but he never saw it until he acted on what God told him to do. So God did provide the ram, but after seeing Abraham's obedience in action. So you telling me that he did not see or hear the ram that was caught up in the thicket that was right next to him before he took the knife out and started to slay his son? But after God saw his obedience, God provided. So, friend, let me ask you a question. What are you trusting the Lord in right now? What are you asking him for? Maybe, just maybe, if you're obedient to him, he will show you the thing that you've been waiting for or the thing that you've been praying about was right next to you the entire time. Could it be that we're waiting 5 years for something God could have done in 5 minutes? We're like, God, how come you didn't send me that person, that person for me to marry? God, how come you didn't send me that job? And God's asking, wait a second, why didn't you do that thing I asked you to do? As we continue in verse 13, he went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide. And to this day, it is said, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. So he called that mountain, that area, that place, the Lord will provide. The Lord provided because he saw Abraham's trust and his faith and his obedience in God. Because he chose to give up the thing that he valued, which was his son who he waited for 100 years. And God's like, okay, I'm glad you enjoyed him. Now I want to see, will you give him back to me? So friend, let me ask you a question. What is your Isaac in your life? What is your Isaac? What is that thing you value the most that you want to give up the least? Friend, we all have those Isaacs in our life. We all do. So what is your Isaac? What is that thing that you value the most but want to give up the least? God wants to know, are you going to place it on the altar? See, when Abraham decided to let go of the thing that he valued the most, God not only gave back Isaac to him, but in verse 15, the angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time. I'll tell you what, it's a good day when you're hearing from the Lord consistently in one day, and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. So Abraham not only got back his son, he got a great blessing, a fantastic blessing. And we read in the book of John that Jesus said that Abraham saw my day and he rejoiced. He saw my day and he rejoiced. The angel of the Lord gave a glimpse to Abraham that God will come as a man, come down into mankind and die for the forgiveness of sins. God gave him that glimpse, gave him that vision. This is what's going to happen. And Jesus said that Abraham saw my day and he rejoiced, just even at the thought of my day. He rejoiced. Friend, that's a blessing. That is, talk about a revelation of all revelations from the Lord. So friend, you cannot keep your Isaac and take that great blessing. You can't. God wants to know, are you going to put that Isaac on the altar? What is your Isaac? Abraham could not keep Isaac, and have gotten that glimpse or that great blessing from the Lord. God wanted to see if Abraham was willing to give up his Isaac. Friend, it's difficult to let go of those things that we value the most. People in our life, jobs, or maybe material things. It's difficult. But once you lay it down at the altar, hallelujah, there's a blessing that follows through your obedience.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sing.
Trust and obey. My name is Joey Kroll. Thank you so much for letting me be part of your Thursday. Don't forget Mark Burns with Mark and Friends coming up tomorrow morning right here on Great News Radio. You enjoy the rest of your Thursday. Have a great weekend. And remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.